Hello?
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Michael.
Opinion research about what?
We're conducting a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I don't know if you have a couple minutes and answer a few questions.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, sir. First of all, the first question, and just to make sure we speaking to everyone, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I live in Levine.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
They're off on the wrong track.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you some questions about Levine. That's where you live, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. So that definition is clear.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. First question, and just to make sure we're speaking to everyone once again, may I ask the year you were born?
67.
67. Thank you. Next question. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descendant?
Yes.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good, thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life in Levine. 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life in Levine. You may use any number 1 through 5. The higher number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. First one, more dining and entertainment options.
5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5.
Better public transportation options.
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
Better street and road maintenance.
4.
Thank you. More good paying jobs.
5.
Thank you. Next question. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Just about the right amount.
Just about the right amount. Thank you. And will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Just the right amount.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kind of stores or businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. Dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
No. Doctor offices and hospitals?
Yes.
That will be strong yes or somewhat yes?
Strong yes.
What about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Strong yes.
What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Strong yes.
What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Strong yes.
Thank you. Next question. In your own words, will you please describe the stores and businesses that you would like to see in Levine?
Stores and businesses. Maybe, like I said, a movie theater, drive-in, a little water park or something.
Recreational areas.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs or to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a big problem, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or it's not a problem at all?
Not a problem at all.
Okay.
I gotta go.
We almost done. We have 20. We only have 25% left.
I got
four more questions. That's it.
All right.
Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? Is that to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Is housing availability not a problem at all? Slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you very much. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see some more of that in Laveen. Single-family detached homes.
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
A strong yes, somewhat yes.
Strong yes.
What about housing options for seniors?
Yes, strong yes.
Townhouses or attached homes?
Strong yes.
Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
Strong yes.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
5 to 10 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, live with friend or family?
Own.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a list of proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me if you're in favor or you oppose each one. Changing zone laws to allow for more constructions of more apartment buildings.
In favor.
Somewhat or strongly in favor?
Somewhat.
What about changing zone laws to allow the construction of more condominium buildings?
Somewhat.
What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Strong favor.
What about changing zone laws to allow the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and
strong
triplexes?
Favor.
Thank you.
Strong,
changing
strong
zone
favor.
Laws to allow a mixed single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Strong favor.
Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Strong favor.
Thank you. Two questions away. Finally, I would like to ask you some questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, more than 125.
More than 125.
Okay, finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I ask you your first name?
Michael.
Thank you. That will be the end of our survey. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.